Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome. I know my voice is a lot deeper tonight, but it's because it's Jethro. We've got a little bit of a change here. Kimberly's had some problems here getting on the set, so we're going to be changing up a little bit. It's Friday, and we got fun. It's going to be Jethro and Patty. We've got a lot of you guys writing in. Yeah, it is me. We are going to do a little wild, so I hope you guys are ready. Get a hold of those phones. Call 773-897-6461. We're ready to have some fun, you guys. I just got off vacation, so you better be ready for a Friday wildness. We have a lot of callers and friends asking questions, and we're going to get right to them. As you heard on the beginning of the show with our intro, and we all got to laugh at me Friday. I know I said intercourse, and we realized Jethro was not having intercourse. We were having intros. But what we're having with the intro is that we're having the most fun teaching and learning a new world with all of you friends that are tuning into Psychics Gone Wild. New world being, those of you who are in the new age know that we're going to just talk about mediumship. We're going to talk about things that most people don't want to talk about, magic, introduction into the paranormal, supernatural work. I want to ask all of you new listeners that are tuning in from the Speak Up world, we love you definitely. We love you from thisparanormal.com. Welcome all of you new fans. And you called in for the right night because with me tonight, I have the phenomenal actor, producer, psychic medium. This is a community activist. She's been communicating with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She is not only in the top 1 to 5 in American Federation through numerous things. You're going to have to hang on to grab onto this one. This is a certified psychic. This is Patty Negri. Patty, how are you tonight?
I am excellent. I am so thrilled to have you here. It feels like a reunion, even though you haven't been gone very long working with me. I'm as giddy as a little girl. Happy, happy to be here with you. Thank you, Jethro, for just jumping in with us.
Thank you, Patty.
Yay.
I'm so happy. It worked out really good. We've had a lot of individuals asking me, and I said, no, I just took a little bit of a time, you guys, had a little work done, played with family, nothing really to write home about. Found out my grandkids are just as wild as their grandpa. And, you know, for those of you tuning in, we just love it. Me and Patty have been doing this quite a while. So those of you writing in, we've got a lot of emails. Those of you who want to see the real Psychics Gone Wild room and Facebook, contact us there or contact us on Facebook. We've always got room for friends. I have a lot of you who follow, and you're asking me, Jethro, we got a lot of emails here. They're going, Patty is the most phenomenal person. I've listened to the show a couple of times. Patty, I've noticed something very peculiar that it impressed me. My aunt had never really gotten along with me, and actually she was the person I inherited the things I have. But since I've been listening to your show, I have done some work, I should say. I don't call it really a seance because I'm a little scared of that word, but I would say I've done a little work here. Patty, you've helped me so much. I think me and my aunt are getting along. I take my hat off to you, and someday I hope to see you. I'm in Texas. Are you going to be over here anywhere soon? Because I've been watching Facebook.
Yes, I am going to be in Texas. If you're anywhere near the Dallas area, I'm going to be there in July. Actually, several of us Federation people are going to be there. A full 3-day conference. You can look up at Miracles of Joy. We also just put up a new Facebook page. I just have to remember the name of it. But I will. It's an event for July. I'll find all that and get to you. But yes, I'm going to be back in Texas. I love Texas.
Tina definitely write on there on Patty's wall. Ask her. Patty's really one of our fun wild ones on Facebook that you get to have the most fun there. If you aren't friends with Patty, definitely, you know, a request. And that's great to know. We'll start promoting that. Did you guys all hear that? If you guys have not had this experience to sit down with Patty and do an actual seance, we'll say the word tonight. We've got a couple of people teasing. They're going, Judge, this is really exciting. Patty, is there something about the moon cycles that can help me with energy? Because I'm new to this, that my friends were telling me that I'm doing it all wrong. I was trying to ask for money on the wrong moon, and now I'm trying to find out a relationship. All I know is when to get my hair cut. Please help me, Angela. Okay, Angela.
I know. It's so cute how people really do the hair, and it really makes a difference. Okay, without going into a complete lesson on moon cycles, full moon is powerful energy to do almost any working. A full moon on itself, you could just, because you pull that energy down. Other than that, follow the cycle. A waxing moon is a moon that's getting bigger. You could start out just after the moon noon. A moon that's getting bigger is a really good time to do magic when you want to bring things into your life. I want to bring in prosperity. I want to bring in love. I want to bring in a new job. That's a good time to do a good working while the moon is getting bigger. And maybe you could even continue it with some candle work every night as that 2 weeks or so as it gets bigger. When the moon is waning, which means the moon getting smaller, that's a really good time to let go of things in your life. I want to lose a few pounds. I want to stop procrastinating. I want to quit smoking. Literally, moon getting bigger, you're adding on. Moon getting smaller, you're taking away. Again, in the simplisticest terms and really powerful terms, that's what I would do. But I would also tell your friends there is no all wrong, because I honestly don't believe there's ever anything wrong. If you're perhaps, maybe you're at the waxing moon, but you really got to do something that's getting rid of, do it anyway. It maybe won't be quite as powerful, but if your intent is there, it will be. So there is the one thing about magical working, there, except for very, very few things about not manipulating other people or doing things without permission, there really is no right or wrong way to do things.
Oh, my gosh. And you got a lot of you writing. And, Patty, you've got so many fans. Patty's energy is hit. So all of you guys hang on to the phones. If you get kicked out, call back in, 773-897-6461. It just means that we're real busy. I have a lot of them writing. This is a very emotional one here. I got a little up. I'm reading this. This is Thomas. He's writing this from New York. He's asking Patty. His sister was 24 years old when she unfortunately went to the other side in a bad car accident. His sister was very much into metaphysical. What Thomas is asking is, do you think it would be correct or okay if he were to take her crescent moon and a few other objects that she had left at the house that day and sit down and see if he spoke with her? He was very upset 2 years ago when she drove away, and they really, obviously because of her passing, haven't talked. He's wondering, Patty, if you would suggest he do this or give him some advice on how he might be able to talk to his sister.
I think that's beautiful advice, because people really do, their energy does have to things, like psychics and intuitives use it called psychometry. When I'm doing a seance or a mediumship, I love having objects from the person, whether jewelry or even photos of them really helps. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's good. So whether you follow any exact patterns or modes of doing it, sit down, relax, almost like a form of meditation. Invite her in. Invite whatever cosmology you work in, your guides, your angels, God, however you work, to be there with you, to open up the veil, to allow her in. You know, be very careful who you're wanting, and I bet you're going to do really well. And if for some reason the first time you do it, it's maybe not as connected as you think, try it again. It'll grow each time as you get a little more comfortable with it. But I think you got something. You know, it's not always like the TV show where your sister sits right down next to you. You might hear little whispers. You might get little connections. You might, and I really think you will, and it's a beautiful thing. There's certainly nothing wrong there.
Love that. And you know that, Thomas, if you get a little bit of stuck or have work, contact Patty. She does do these, and Patty's very, not only affordable, but she's insanely cheap. I'm going to say the word because people do this for a lot of money, and Patty does. And we not only speak highly of her, but it's because she is accurate, certified, and just the best in this field. You can contact her at pattynegri.com. That's pattynegri.com. And maybe set up a little bit of a time. I know she does it through Skype and phone. And I want to thank you. You got me very emotional. emotional tonight. I've had a lot of energy, and I can feel that. I want to thank all the friends that are writing. You guys have got me very positive. I am working on something. Some of you guys have caught on. You saw the calendar. The American Lightworkers Federation has put me and Patty in. I was so excited. I'm July. I thought that was very cool. I feel very honored with Maximilian. And I am working on some things together. Some of you guys that are sending me in stuff, keep sending me the information. We're going to come out with a new line. I'm going to talk with Patty. I haven't had a chance. We're both busy. But I'm trying to get together some magazines that we could actually do to give you guys that stuff you want to learn about. So we would have a monthly, quarterly, where Patty would do the magic with you to help her and help you guys get into what we eventually will have is we'll have classes where you can sit down and get the hour. How do you do a candle reading? I know a lot of you guys are writing me. I had someone asking me yesterday, Patty, if the candle is smoking a lot of black when they're doing a candle reading and energy, does that mean that there's blocks or that they're finding something that is dark? Which would you say if you saw a lot of black coming from the candle?
Actually, those are both really good observations, and it can trust your intuition on that. It can be that there's blocks along the way. It often isn't something dark. It's usually more just like, it's having to work hard, and there's a little bit of shadow over there. But, you know, trust your intuition, and on occasion, it's just a faulty candle. Don't leave, you know, the real world, mundane world reality as well. Is your wick a little too large? Look at stuff like that as well.
Oh, my gosh. And we have them writing in there going, Patty, that's very good because my friend was telling me this, and she goes, I'm so glad to know. She goes, I did a love candle. I've been looking for a relationship. I haven't had a hot old time in a while here. I'm also in Texas, but I'm really glad to know that I'd like to have a relationship. I will burn another candle because if it's just a faulty candle, maybe that's why it doesn't seem right that I do have someone that's asking me out now after I burnt the candle. So see, there you guys go. That's why you go to someone like Patty or me who've done this for a couple of days. I had someone tease me once before. They said, you know, Jethro, I don't understand the difference between going and getting a $20 psychic and paying you this amount. I go, really simple. That person that's sitting there with $20 is throwing things out, and they're able to do this. I took up my whole life, my reputation, my name, my work, 30 years, and, you know, we call it the club. You have to have had more books than you can carry at any time to be really one of us. We have this system where we get excited, we grab this knowledge, and we just take it in, and we do all of it. The excellent part is we usually do the bumps and the knocks. I told you guys before about the spell that me and the friend did was not really good, and we had girls going really crazy. They weren't in love with us. They were more like wanting to choke us. So make sure you've got someone of us that's done a little of those knocks to tell you the correct way. Patty, I've got to tease you. This is writing here, a friend of ours in Nebraska. I tried your advice about the apple pie turnovers. I've had a crush on my neighbor for 16 months. His name is Roger. Roger came over. We had apple turnovers. Well, guess what? He has also really liked me, too. I teased him, and we were discussing this. And long story short, Roger's aunt used to do a lot of magic. So we had something to talk about. I want to thank you, Patty, because if we do end up getting married, we'll probably be getting married on the 13th, your lucky day. I don't know if I'll wear blue panties or not. Oh, no, we know about the blue panties.
Oh, I love you. I love you. That's beautiful.
Oh, yay. Goodness, we love that. And you guys tune into that. You know, those of you who've, if you ever want to check on PsycheSgoneWild.com, check us at the www.PsycheSgoneWild site. We are adding pages daily, and I've had a lot of you fans want this. We're going to start putting those things up that you allow us. But you have to give me permission. I have a lot of you that want to share this. We share it through emails, and sometimes I've had a lot of you ask me where things may get a little lost or taken. Unfortunately, just give it to me. We'll put it up on www.PsycheSgoneWild. Just put it down there. I give permission, and then that way, like Patty and other ones that want to see their stuff. We got a Jan Bachdraki fan who's writing here. I thought Jan Bachdraki was sweet, but then I listened to Patty 2 weeks ago, and I think she's just as sweet as Jan. So I'm a Patty Jan fan, and that's the way it's going to roll here. Okay. You're allowed. We can have more than one person. We also have that contest for those of you that are tuning in. What you can do is you put together a 3 to 5 minute video of your favorite Psyche's Gone Wild person. I do know you guys have got with me. I'm out on traveling, so as soon as I get home and I'm able to sit down, I will run those through and we'll have them up on Facebook. I do know there's a video for Patty. We haven't seen it yet. I have to get a hold of and send it to Patty for her permission, obviously, because it's got, you know, Patty's name on it, and then we'll get that out there. But I know a lot of you are writing me with these, and you've got these videos. Please remember to send them to me, and you've got to send them in a file so that I'm able to open it. And unfortunately, I have all new computers, so if it's anything older than 5 years, I have a little trouble with it. So you have to kind of send it to me a little bit newer. MP3 is the best way to do it. So we got a lot of fun here, Patty. It is like old home. We got everybody right.
I love it. I know. I'm still giddy as a school
girl. Talking this one, that all of you guys that know St. Patrick's Day, we're talking about the lucky. And, you know, all the people you want to talk to, you want to talk to someone who is, you know, Patty's proclaimed as a witch. She's also a very phenomenal medium, psychic. Patty, we all tease and joke, and everyone knows from the Friday the 13th that you said the word blue panties were very lucky for you. Is there other things that you would share that you might carry along for having that extra luck?
Luck in general, oh, there's a million things. I carry all sorts of little talismans, whether it's one that's made for luck, from, you know, like elephant cups, a little evil eye protection, to one that you create yourself, something that means luck to you, and you empower it. Things love to have jobs, whether it's your favorite Barbie doll, which I have several, or a favorite little walk you pull out of your garden. You empower that, and anything can become lucky. You just have to put that intent there. I was just going to say something, and it ran out of my life. St. Patty's Day. Also, again, remember, have a little luck. Put a little leprechaun in your money thinking. I've been really working with that a lot lately, and it's crazy. Because everybody always has, you know, money issues, and I don't have enough. And then we feel guilty because, light workers and spiritual people aren't supposed to like money. Be like a leprechaun. Leprechauns like money for money's sake, that pot at the end of the rainbow. So get yourself a little money pot, a little box, jar, anything, and start putting money in and play with it like you're a little kid playing with your favorite toy. Guess what? The money grows.
Oh, I love it. And those of you who are having fun, try some of these out. You guys always know we talk about the experimenting. I have a candle this time. I just tried some one that was, those of you who know, I was just in Vegas with Jan Bachtreiki and her wonderful husband, Steve. We had a joke. I did win, okay, but we found out that when me and Jan get around each other, I think we do wild chemistry. We made a couple dealers get kooky and a little other people, but we had fun, and we found out, I think, that the energy of the luck is the strength. And I can tease you guys that we're writing that, yes, Jan is lucky, because you guys had wrote and teased Angie about if she was lucky working with it, and Chris, different people. Patty, you always have been lucky for me. Patty's a person that she gave us the how to do the moon full moon spell. We talked about it. We talked on working. And the next day, I had one of the major companies here picked me for 200 readings, and I got to do readings for 6 months. It was just, you know, and the guy told me, he said, we just felt that was the right thing. So find those things and feel comfortable. Enjoy what you guys do. Have that space at home where you make it. I had someone tell me that they were very afraid religiously that they were putting up a shrine. Having your own sacred space is very much in faith in a lot of areas, and it's a very good positive thing to have that spot where you've gone. If something feels good, I know that I have my grandfather's pocket knife. Now, ironically, you know, it's a little baby pocket knife and probably would not do much damage of any kind to anything, not even a thing. It's very small, but it makes me feel good, and I carry it a lot of times. So we've got a lot of you guys writing into me. They're going, Jethro, we want to know what is happening. My brother is an Aries, and they told me that he has sworn that because of the new astrology that he can change his astrology. What do you think? I disagree with your brother. There's a reason that those were put out there for centuries. I mean, Patty, I have not heard of that.
No. I've heard that. I mean, I've heard there's different kinds of astrologies that read things slightly different, but I don't think you can a leopard can change its spots. No.
I think you've got the year and exactly that. And that's something to look at. If he's not comfortable with using the zodiac one, look at the Chinese. Go by the year. If you'd rather to have the Native American, go by the symbology of the animal. You know, look into the like types of the different types. But I agree. I think that he's got his spots. We have to grab the phones. I know all of you are tuning in. What is Psychics Gone Wild? Wild is that we do talk about these other subjects. A lot of you new listeners are writing in, and I love that. Go to psychesgonewild.com. You can write me. I do apologize. It's better to catch me in the real Psychics Gone Wild room on Facebook. I do Skype, and I tease all of you. It's I'm not that multiple tasking as I used to be. We've got too many fans, but I love you guys. with it. So please write in the things you've got. Go to the site. If you want to win prizes, we're going to be giving away a prize tonight of a half an hour reading. So go to psychicsgonewild.com. And I do tease you guys. You need to give me a little bit of information. I had a person write down, well, Jethro, you're giving me a reason, you know, to write you. You should know you're psychic. But you put down your nickname. You didn't give me a phone or an email. Did you want me to contact you back with my mind? Come on. You've got to give me a little bit to go on, and then we'll pick a winner tonight who will have a half an hour psychic reading. Those of you tuning in, make sure you're having fun. Let's grab those phones. 613, it's you, me, and Patty. 613.
Yes, good evening. Hello?
How are you? Hello.
Fine. Yeah. Jethro, I just want to tell you something because you told me to call you back regarding this. I called you sometimes in January regarding my a job for my daughter. She had two that she didn't know which one to pick. Actually, both jobs were good for her. She picked one, and now she works on the second one.
So glad. See, you thought we were just pretty. See, we can do other stuff too. I love it. I'm so glad you called back. And your name is?
My name is Lise. L-I-S-E.
Oh,
Lise.
Oh, I'm so glad, Lise. I'm just so happy to hear from you. And they both were good. She rocks. See, that's when you got good kids. You know, it's like they just go out there and just make you proud. You're a good person. And I'm feeling in the energy with you that there's a little bit of higher strength happening here. There's something going on for you that they're talking about you having that stronger relationship. I keep feeling like you've got a man that's got something happening where there's like no ring, no something. There's something going on with a man and something metal.
I don't know. This is why I'm calling you. Like, I just feel like, I don't know, something has to change or it's... I can tell you I'm in a kind of dull space right now.
Well, you're fine. You called me. I apologize to you. You know, you're okay. I apologize because I haven't been reading. Can you tell I, like, grab on? I didn't even ask Patty. I'm sorry I'm being rude. I'm just going, I love to read, and I have to take a little vacation. So, Lise, I feel that. I feel that there is a man coming. I feel there's something going on with a man who's going to be more serious, but he has to be serious. That's what they're talking about, the metal. They're telling me no ring, no play, you know, that kind of thing. They're telling me that there's something here about it's time for you to have that relationship. You are doing it too, Lise. You're a very strong woman, and you're putting in your energy. It's time for you to have that relationship. They keep telling me a man who likes art or a concierge, you know, that type of person.
Okay. And, well, the thing, my problem is that financially I don't know how much I can move because I have taken my kids to the hostel, you know, all my adult life, so I didn't work. And the pension I receive is, you know, it's very small. So this is what I'm wondering, if I can do anything or if I, you know, can go somewhere else or do whatever.
Okay, and that, I do see you doing that. I feel you have a lot more capabilities. I feel like you're a very positive person, like showing things, artwork. They're showing me that you're going to be able to, I do feel there's a move there and something happening. But I feel like it's got something to do with a guy. Now, I'm not a gold digger, you know that, but I'm feeling that you're going to have a guy who's going to help you with that, and it's going to be a good relationship. I feel that that's part of what they're telling me. They said that you've been going through financially another shift there, and I feel that that's why. And I feel like your family's going to help back. I also feel that the daughter and the other family individuals are going to be putting together so mom can get in a better, comfortable situation.
Okay.
Patty,
that's
what am I
good.
Missing?
No, I don't think you're missing it, too. Again, I just think you need to change your mindset. I think maybe you've lost a little confidence getting out there in the world or whatever, but I think you're really capable and you're going to have a really fun and you're going to feel a whole lot of expansion. So just do anything, do something, and it's all going to come at you. I see it really fast, don't you? And you're going to have fun with it.
Oh, good.
So
it's
what it feels like.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, I had a very funny experience. I was sleeping and something woke me up. Like I had moved to the other room there because I couldn't sleep in the bedroom there, and I felt like somebody was hugging me and it was very, very loving. I woke up. It was still. I could feel the weight of that thing on me, and then it just moved away. Can you tell me what this was?
Yeah, it probably was a spirit. If it felt good and loving and warm, it's fine. I'm actually
okay.
what's considered a world expert in spectrophilia, which is probably a little further than you went, which is actually human spirit, like ghost sex, because it's always got such a bad rap as a negative or incubus and succubus, but it really isn't. There's as many beautiful and like deceased partners after 50 years of marriage come back to their partner. People who are just trying to get out there in the world again and maybe haven't had an intimate partner in a long time, a beautiful, loving spirit will come in and just open them up to it. Not saying that that's what you had, but it sounds like in a loving, just pressure, good way that something came in. But always trust your intuition. If it feels good and it's okay with you and you're comfortable, good. If it feels bad, you have to tell it to leave and it has to leave. If it feels good but you still don't want it, they have to play by our rules. This is our realm of existence.
So, okay. And if it's
something loved and wonderful, don't be afraid of it.
Okay, perfect. I don't know if I have a little boy who passed away while he was only 4 years old, and if he's around right now, does he have any message for me?
What was his name?
His name was Denis. Denis the Menace. This is how everybody called him.
I'm seeing. Did he even in his young life? Did he like trees? Do you remember him liking trees?
Yeah, he liked nature very much, and he didn't like us to start the car because he could see the fume getting out of the exhaust of the car there. And
yeah.
It was getting the air dirty. He really liked everything very clean and very nice.
Yeah. He's certainly there, and he's certainly there with you, and he's still completely taking a stand. He's almost like a little boy on the other side, activist for trees, for nature. He's just kind of really become a part of that elemental world. He is there with you, but he just wanted me to tell you that, like, I don't know where you live. You know, adopt a special tree, and he'll come visit you at it. Go sit with your back, sit down at a tree with your backbone along the trunk, because they are the information keepers, their ancestry line. Look at almost every religion or belief system. And he's got magic with trees. And that's where you're going to be able to reconnect with him. He is great.
Perfect.
Yeah, Denis.
We love you, Lise. You got to hang out. Definitely come back. You know, you're one of our friends. You always come out and contact us more often. I miss you when you don't call in. I worry.
Okay, perfect.
But we love you, and everybody tuning in. We got a bunch of people tonight, and I want to laugh. We had someone writing in, Patty, I want to know if it's true. My cousins were telling me that at the age of 30, if you were doing magic your whole life, you couldn't turn back. I have two cousins that are doing this. I'm a little concerned about it. I know you guys believe. Jethro and me have had numerous discussions on Facebook, but I still am a little concerned. If a person's doing a lot of this in their 30s, is it pretty much a sign that they're going to stay in doing this?
If they want to. Again, I am one that never say never, never say always, never say no turning back. I mean, if somebody is a magical and it's in their blood or it's in their what they've always done, you know, there's a good chance they will. But if for whatever reason they choose not to have a magical life or their belief system changes, which is fine, then they stop. We have free will. God, nature, the universe, whatever word you want to use, gave us free will.
And I love you, Carrie, and I'm glad you wrote it. I know it's taken you quite a bit. You've come a long way, baby. I remember when you were scared that you realized I was a psychic and I prayed. Remember those days? So we've come a long way. She's one of our very good friends and Facebook people. She's writing down. I do love this, and I got to tell you, Patty, I do think I've seen you on TV a couple of times. You were just a very charismatic person, and I thank you for giving me the time of day. Oh, we love you, Carrie. You're sweetie.
We love you. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, we've got so many ones writing in here. Brian McCarnan is writing in asking us if Patty, he lives in Montana, and he has had two numerous occasions where he has been on the other side. He feels that because of his being over there after a horse accident and recently over a surgery that he had, he's wondering if it would be advisable for him to take mediumship classes from you, Patty. Would he be good at it, or would he stay over there? He was kind of nervous. He thinks he has enemies over there.
No, you won't stay over there. You won't stay over there. Learning to go in, whatever, whoever you study with or you go intuitively, that's why you have to have a belief system. Whatever you, there's a million correct ones, but your belief system, however you study, if it's real new agey, if it's a traditional religion belief system, that cosmology is your roadmap. That is how you learn how to go in and know your road back out. So start developing your knowledge, your belief system, and that will never, ever, ever be a problem. That is exactly why we do. And there's not a wrong or right one, in my opinion. Look inside your heart and study lots of them and see what one leads to you or a combination thereof. I throw my own mind into a big pot and have created mine from there. So you won't get stuck there, and you won't have enemies there. I mean, just there's a lot on the other side. There's good and not good and bad and everything. But if you go in the light and you go in protected and you know what you're doing, even if you go in just a little bit because you're just learning, like you start out in the shallow into the pool. That's what you should do when crossing through the veil if you're just learning, and get comfortable. Learn to get to know the spirits, the energies, who your wards are, who your guardians are, who are you working? Are you working elementally? Are you working with the air or spirit system?
Oh my gosh.
Lots to look at.
Now, Patty, I know that we've talked about this before. You do use the elements. Have you had experiences where you've helped a person and you can feel the element, or had the element just rise out of the natural causes because you've invoked it to help in your case?
Yes. Again, and it's not like Mr. Waterman stands up or Mr. Airman, but that spirit, that entity itself comes in. Yes, I often work with them. I will call in that protective, the west, the water, to flow through and keep it clear and clean, the air, the east, to blow strong and to stay sturdy, to feel whatever wind is blowing in, the fire to burn away anything negative, the earth to send the solid, the grounding that is needed. You know, and that it's the simplest lesson to put whatever, if you're working on a compass system, elemental systems, put earth in the north. So you're working a north elemental system. A lot of systems put spirit, put east in the north, and then you're working a spirit system. So it's very different from elemental. You're working literally with spirits, entities, gods, angels, or what, however you're working. So that's why I said, know what your warding system is. Know what system you're working within, or what combination works for you.
I've got to tease. I've got to love you right now. Patty, if I was going to convert, I would have to say you probably are making me realize that there is a whole world out here. I have pretty much most of my life lived a pretty secluded life on this subject, a little bit nervous from some strict parenting, but I'm learning, and I want to thank you. My friends were discussing with me about the power of even feathers. I have been finding feathers all over. They told me that I was having angels giving me messages. Patty, I do feel that it's something to do with my mother. My mother has only been on the other side less than 6 months, and she had always teased me that I let a feather tickle you, and she always had jokes about of this. Now I'm having this here. I'm wondering if there is a message and why I keep getting pink feathers.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yes, feathers are so magical. They are, yeah, I love that somebody said gifts from the angels and gifts from your mother, especially if she had a feather thing. She's going to keep doing that. It is working with the air energy, if you want to get into elements, which is the thought process, the intellect, that movement of even organization there. You know, speaking of organization, that's what your mom has a message for you. Did she used to sort of get on you about, like, organizing things, lines, grid lines of things? This goes here and this goes there. I think she's telling you that a little bit, too. Keep it light. Keep it airy because, again, the feather. She's not telling you with a hammer or a, well, do this. But it's somehow I'm getting a little bit about focus, a little bit about lining things up. So see if that resonates for you.
She's writing back. She's like, I got to tell you, Patty, that this has made me feel better just listening in tonight with you talking. And as you were saying things, we laughed. A friend of mine is here, and we found a little tiny pink feather again laying over here. We have nothing of anything that this would have come out of because I'm sitting in my kitchen. We are having a good time, and we think you're the best. Thank you, Carol Watson. You guys, some of you guys fans, I just love you the most. You guys will tease me by getting so emotional, but it just feels good to know you're out there, the support and the help. Definitely, you guys go to psychicsgonewild.com. Put in your information, things you want to hear about. We had an individual writing here, Jethro, we think that you and Patty should do one on wizards and warlocks. We know they're still out there. Give us some ideas on what you guys as psychics know that are good and bad so we have an idea. I have a friend that was telling me that there's some dragon groups that are together now, that some are good and some are bad. I don't know very much about the subject, but I would like you guys' viewpoint on it. Okay. That's a good topic, Patty. We'll have to look that up. I do.
Yeah, we'll have to look it up. Just speaking from a witch point of view, except for one person who's trying to change that, a warlock is not a good thing in a witch world. A male witch is a witch. It's a male witch. Warlocks are always kind of like, ooh, they're the bad guy. They're the traitor. There is one good witch, a male witch in New Orleans. I can't remember his name offhand. He is trying to make it a good word. Change the meaning of it. But for hundreds of years or however long, a male witch is a witch. Wizards has come in very popular too. So I think that's good. And thank you, Harry Potter.
And I was wondering, that's what I would say. That's my belief too. And I'm glad. I do know that there are good and bad dragon ones. I know there's people who use dragon bane and different things. And, you know, wood, those of you who know dragon blood is a wood. And they use those to bring in money, to bring prosperous and things, just like anything else. But there are some that are utilizing some of that for other powers, and they're using other work with it. Once again, extraterrestrials, you have individuals who are working with this and know, make sure you know who's doing what work with what, because, you know, it's like anything, we can dance on either side of it. And we will be looking at that subject. We got a lot of you guys writing in, yes, here we go. So me and Patty will give you some of those ideas. Let's grab those phones. We got people ringing and going off the wall. 678, you're not late. Come on in, 678. We got quite a few with you. How are you? 678 ran because I would do too many riddles. Okay, 678's a little shy one. You don't have to say anything. How about 510?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing tonight?
Actually, not so well, to be honest with you. I wish I could hide it better. But the reason I was calling is because I'm feeling kind of, I don't know, it's been a very strange year so far, feeling kind of lost and lonely. Just wondering if there's any hope in sight.
And I apologize, but I have to get permission from my guides. Will you give me your first name?
Yes, John.
John, I thank you for calling in. I am picking up a lot of strength around you. And Patty, you know, if you're saying lonely, I feel like the guides did this to you for a reason. They want you to really, really be specific in what you want. And I feel like, I'm not trying to be mean to you, John, but I feel like you've had relationships before that were, you tried to make them work out, and that's what's got you sad. Your guides are telling me that you have a definite way about you and a different personality that would be great for you with the right combination, but the wrong people have just made it more sad because you're trying to be someone you're not or something. There's something about past relationships is why they've given you this time, this sad time to work on. I also feel like I feel like you have a real strong, loving heart about you and you're a real good person. You just are not finding that person who's intellectually or and I'm not trying to be rude because people are going to think I'm being mean, but are not socially your standards. And I'm not trying to be say bad, but I feel like that's what's got you. You're like being secluded or something here. Does that make sense? Or resonate?
Absolutely. You're right on, Jethro.
And you're in a situation where you work where I feel like it's a lot of mental work, and then you don't have choice of how to deal with other people. Or is there something about your job that limits on how you can act?
Yes.
Okay, that you have respect. You have a very intriguing aura, and they're telling me that there is something coming here in the future. But I feel like there's a part of wanting to be in a relationship that. Have you ever wrote an angel letter? Sat down and writing it out? Sometimes it helps so much because we all conceive that. I know the most perfect person I wanted in relationship, I knew I had it together. And then I became in my 40s, I thought I was disillusioned. I tease now that I love love. But there was a point in my life where I thought that maybe Cupid had an attitude or something and I was getting all this odd energy. It was what I had put in my energy field that I wanted, you know. And I was having all these really intense relationships. And I'm not being mean to you, John, because I feel like there's a part of you. I feel like you help the people and then they leave. There's something about you being a catalyst or something. I feel like there's something about you get with people and then they're like, they want you to be somewhere they're wanting to be. So you get to have them for a short time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's what I'm feeling. I do feel that there's a new relationship there, but I feel like it's like the apple pie lady we had earlier. Patty, so much better. Patty, what are you feeling can help John with this love?
I think, yes, I think it is there too. I think you need to, I think you, as bad as you feel, you've allowed a little bit of victim mentality to come in, which is really weird for you because you are a strong guy. You have a beautiful vibration about you and energy, and I can feel that. So this, that can even rub yourself the wrong way. But take full responsibility, because as soon as you give up anything that's attached to victim mentality, then you can cause the change yourself. It's not because of the universe or because people are stupid or people just don't get it. And then take charge. If people aren't meeting your standards, whatever that is, not good or bad, find the people who do. Take a class, take a workshop, join a club. Do something where you're going to meet people that are the kind of people you're working from. Just even if you don't on that first, that taking that action, taking those steps towards it are going to make it come in. And again, when you feel anything of that, feel sorry for yourself or feel victim, wash it away. Go run your hands underwater. Jump in the ocean. Release it, because that's just going to create more block. And really, it's right there for you. This is, like Jethro is right on everything he said, and this has been a learning part for you, and now it's time for you to claim your power, and you become that architect, and you find that love that you want. They're there.
And they keep telling me to make sure you talk and write to Uriel. Uriel's the archangel for knowledge and the cosmic records, and I do feel that this is a life where you're having some patterns where you had a life where you were secluded or you had to do things, and it's trying to carry over. And this isn't what you want in this life. You want that true, strong love, but you want that person, and you had a life where you were monogamous and you were you didn't get to have a relationship. Something of faith, I feel like, whether it was something that's trying to carry over. So I would work with Uriel and explain, and I did it for myself. I sat down and said, you know, this is a life where I need someone to carry with me, to be with me, to laugh with me, to enjoy life, to be those things. And I got lucky. I got Kay. She's a doll. I just feel so grateful, you know, and it's fast. They will do it real quick. You'll notice all of a sudden energy will just change immediately, and you'll start feeling that person coming. You know, I feel it for you. And John, you rock. I my blessings to you, and I wanted you to call me back with a new love life so we can talk some good juice.
Right on. Thank you guys so much.
You rock. We are going to Psychics Gone Wild. Make sure you go over and put in and follow us. I have a lot of you guys ask me, how do I get in to the show at times when I don't know? We're on at a regular time. We're on at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Pacific. And people, those of you tuning in, we have Chris B. Johnson in Michigan. Phenomenal man. He's able to do a site for viewing. He's able to do a lot of sport. He's very phenomenal in his gift. He's one of our new ones. Angie Mitchell, reading Tarot Being Wild. Last night, she was on her first show, took over the air. Me and Patty Negri are here. Jan Buff Drakey, Chris White. By the way, I got to teach you guys, there was a joke out there. Chris was never in any trouble over driving wild. It was just a teasing of me teasing him. His driving actually is very good, and Chris does not have a temper. That was the biggest joke. That's what the funny about it is. Chris is probably the nicest person I've ever met. I've teased Chris sometimes. People will be honoring to Chris, and Chris will go out of his way to help them. And I he's a very good friend, but I tease him. Sometimes he's overly nice. It's like, Chris, you can tell people to back off. So you guys, you get the whole juice. They were teasing over. They were like, oh my God, Chris had road rage. It's like, no, that's the funny thing. Chris is a very nice man. So you guys get all this stuff here. Patty, we've got a couple of people asking, Patty, is it true that if a witch is wearing a hat or keeping things on her head, that it's more of a stronger work, or does the hat have really anything to do with it? It's more just an accessory.
No, that's funny. I wear hats, it's usually not in when I'm doing a working. I wear a hat to keep grounded. When I was younger, before I really knew how to deal and control some of my gifts, it would stay grounded, and I would put on a hat, and it kind of keeps your spirit intact. I actually try to, if I'm doing really work on the other side, I try to take things off of my head, even ponytail holders or clips, because you don't want to get stuff tangled up in there. I take things off. I do on occasion wear cloaks or capes, like, you know, witches' capes, and that is a form of protection. So anything from the back, it's literally like you're cloaking yourself. But as far as like hats, like in witches' hats, I have never worn one except for on Halloween.
Oh, so now we got the juice, you guys. Now, that's exciting because the hair holds your memories, which makes sense to me with good energy. And so now we got the scoop. So those of you guys that are really, really accessorizing up, you know, when Patty's just out there, it's just Patty. I had a person ask me about this. I know it was a little while back in the show without going back, but they asked me about what Patty wore to fans. I go, Patty wore a very nice outfit and was Patty. I didn't get it. And then later the person wrote me, I said, well, didn't she have on special jewelry and a hat and a turban? I said, no, she was blonde Patty, really cool looking. We caught on. I realize you guys will realize that it is very good to have those tools, and I do recommend them. We've talked about the crystal ball, and we're going to be doing some classes on that on Intuitively Speaking. For those of you that are tuning in with me, we'll be ask Patty, have her tell us some magic. But you guys, remember that it's you that does it. So what you're using is enhancing it. I had a friend ask me yesterday, why would you want to do mediumship work? And I said, why would you not want to talk with your friends on the other side that you love? So I want you guys to think about that. There's a lot going, this is the coolest thing. And they're like, Patty, you really rock. Barton Answers writing over here. I don't know what's going on because this is my first show, but I like what you guys are talking about. I did look on the set. Patty's hot. Okay, so we know that. Now we know, Bart, what you're looking at. Please look at the metaphysical part. 786. You've turned me red again, Patty. We're going to 786 here. What would you like, 786? These phones aren't coming in a little. I apologize if it doesn't. If it does come back in, we'll wait on 786. How about 661? We got a bunch of it. How about 661? You want to have some fun?
Hi. Can you hear me?
661. Hi. You're good. We can hear you. It's really intense. I apologize. This is Jethro and Patty on Psychics Gone Wild, and you are?
Lisa.
Lisa, thank you for calling in. Can you tell what we're having a little bit of a? You're giving us a buzz, and it's not in a good way. It's like a I just will say
it's a new headset that I'm trying out.
Oh my gosh! I know. Did you get it too? I got mine at Walmart, and that's what's doing it. I'm telling.
I know.
Sam didn't have a deal on these things. Oh my gosh. Okay, you know, what works, works. I thank you for calling in. I can feel your energy. Is there a question you have, or you want to read? I need a little bit of more energy from you. Unfortunately, there's a little bit of...
I was job-related. I was laid off. It was kind of a temporary job, but, you know, it was still... could have been longer term. And things got slow. I didn't really see it coming. I'm going to school, too, but... wondering if I'll find something. Okay.
Yay.
That's a catchy little thing,
yeah,
song.
I like it. And we love all you. We're back. We are Wild Ones, and now we've got back in. It looks like we're getting our friends back. We got a bunch of calls. Thank you guys that have been patient. I don't know why, but the phones are just a little bit more happier than they need to be tonight. 916, how about you? Can you hear us, 916?
I was just listening. Did I cut you guys off with my energy again?
Yeah, and you need to quit being so rough, girl. Come on, we're gentle.
I got energy to where my feet are just shaking. I don't know where that energy is coming from. Maybe you can tell me.
I gotta tell you, you came in and you blew the circus. We got people flying all over the room now. This is Jethro and Patty, and this is Diana.
Yes, it's Diana.
goodness, it's so good to hear you. I got to watch you. I think we're going to use you as a generator. You know, Florida's having a little problem down there with the lighting. We need you to come down and plug it in. We got to get it in there.
Yeah, it's been strange here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you called in. We're having a little bit of energy fluence in here. Now, I know you're doing some work again with the Native American. And Diana's one of our friends. She used to be our girl on the move. Remember when you were calling us? You went all over to the shamans, the powwows. We got to hear all of the fun experience Diana was having. It was actually not about a year ago, I think.
I've been off the road for about a year and a half. I'm getting ready to get back on the road.
I'm predicting it because I want it, because I love when you call me with your wild stories. I've been missing it. So we're looking here, and talk to me a little bit about what you're feeling. I can feel like there's some energy going on here. Patty, can you hear us?
I can.
Okay. Great. Talk to us a little bit, Diana. I apologize. We're having a little bit of technical kooky, too. So
technical problems? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm having you help me. No,
I don't know. I think there's a lot of ships flying around Florida these days, and I think that's the energy you're probably feeling. But with me, it's just more of the energy. I think my guides and everybody's ready to go, but I still have like a month and a half before I'm on the road. So it's kind of I just surrender to what's coming up next. I'm not really making the plans. I let the universe make the plans.
I love it. You get a chance, you're going to go over there in Texas and see Patty be wild over there in the five-point star state. That's going to be out of this wild moon. I can't wait to see that. That's high energy on top of high energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Diana, I love you dearly. I know that. Do you have a question? Or are you calling to listen? I know you help as you're one of our friends. We've got about a lot of other phones are just spinning. So.
Oh, no, I was just listening. If you got people waiting, go ahead and talk.
We love you, Diane. This is one of our good to talk to
you. Thank
you. One of our regulars and family bringing the show right back on. Now, there's one of our family members. Thank you, Diana. You're the sweetheart. We're reading for you, and we're going wild. 770. You want to go 770? Uh-oh. 770 got grabbed. I'm not sure. Can you hear us, 770? It's... not, they're not letting anybody else but Diana, they love you. And the guys are saying it's all you. How about 920? What do you know? 920?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Well, we can hear you, yeah. You kind of scared me because the phones are all going wild. Out of 37 people, you found us and we found you.
Oh, hey there. Hey, you guys are cheering me up so much. It's been great listening to the show tonight. So I'm calling from Wisconsin. Yeah, hey, Patty. This is my first call, actually, first time listening. Hey, Patty. So I'm a mom in Wisconsin. I got 10 kids. Hey, I got 10 kids. My high school sweetheart walked out on us suddenly, my children and I, about 2 years ago. And, you know, we just picked up and kept on trying, and we have our own home business and a farm, and did the best we could. And the universe brought a new man in my life and his children, and together now we've got the 10 and tried to move on, and I got hit hard this year. It was just one dark thing after the next, and bad health issues that had me bedridden, and my children having issues, and everything from entities in the house to all sorts of struggles. So I got to tell you, we went from being at the top of our game and really in a good place to myself and my partner, all of our homes are in foreclosure. And just recently, our local business license was pulled, and I'm just losing sleep. I can't even make sense of it. So we're actually trying to go through a judicial system to try to make sure that I can have a business. And I'll tell you, I can't logic it. Our close friends can't find logic. We're just shocked. Everyone's just shocked at the year that we've had. But any hope you can give me, any guidance or encouragement?
I do, and I got to apologize. Could I get your first name for my permission for my guides?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's Christy.
No problem, Christy. This is Jethro and Patty. Patty and me are here for you, and I do feel this, and I do feel that, you know, you brought up the word entities. I feel that, that even periodically, I come from a family of eight, plus other children. We used to do the not only the counterclockwise smudging energy, you've got things that are fighting you guys because you guys are strong light. You've got other stuff still going, and I do feel that that's what's got you. I feel like there's other things trying to cause stress because it can pull the family. I do feel you're going to over-surmount it, and I feel there's a blessing coming because I feel like there's a big fight going on for your family there. I feel like you guys are putting out this real strong light, and I'm really impressed about the new man you have. I feel that you two together have put this family for 10 people to raise is a lot to say. It's hard to raise one person, let alone 10, and I feel that that's what the guides are trying to show you. They're telling me that you're going to clear up some of this. There's something else happening here a little bit with I do feel like that the blessing would be frankincense and myrrh, something for sanctuary to keep the place there, strength and energy, and that counterclockwise, because other things keep trying to come back in. And it's not a bad thing in one way. It's like I had it my whole life because of this gift. I have like three of us that are psychic out of my eight brothers and sisters. We had to basically keep the strength up or things would come in our place and just cause like what you've got. They like chaos or what do we call them, secondary energies, Patty? Would you help me here with her? I know you're feeling something. You feel.
Yeah, no, I think it. Whatever happened with a year ago, everything was. I'm almost seeing it like the tower card. Everything had to tumble down. Everything had to crash, and you're going to build it up better and stronger. Almost like that phoenix rising from the ashes is what I'm feeling with you. So you are just you don't feel it, and it's not fun, and it's not comfortable. I think you are going to pull out of it. I agree with Jethro, everything with the spirits. Do a good clearing on your house. Gather together your family and be strong together and set new intents and set, you know, who's allowed in your front door? Only people who are invited in, only people with good intent. What do you want in your kitchen? Love, communication, health, good food. Go room to room. First clear it. And then go put the intent of what you want within your place. What do you want with your business? You need a little clear focus because of everything that's happened, it's gotten a little chaotic.
And you're going to be a stronger of this. I feel that's why the man went to. Yes. You're
well,
a good woman.
Well, you know,
woman,
it's funny you say that,
like
Patty, thank you. That means a lot. A year ago, I actually just, you know, randomly said, Spirit, show me why on earth this man left me, and pulled the tower card out. So that definitely makes sense there, but I'll tell you, the
right.
idea of losing the business, you know, losing the business is just, it's more than we can stand. It's a family farm and very dear to our hearts and many other people, and I just don't know what move to make. I'll tell you, it seems like the entities around our house are even working within, you know, the local township here to pull us out of our home, and I don't know how to combat it, to be honest with you. We're just, you know, hoping and praying that legally we can get further, but it's just been so harsh.
Okay, but yes, do everything you can in the mundane world, the legal world, and dot your I's and cross your T's.
Yeah.
But working with the entities, that won't help. You've got to clear it. You have that power. We have that power. This is our realm. So either work with somebody like Jethro, myself, there's somebody local to you who really knows what they're doing, you know, or study on your own. I post stuff. I write articles about clear and how to do things and how to talk to spirit. Just take the power. Let go of the victim. Today's the day about letting go of the victim.
I
yeah,
heard
you
that
could
reason.
Do it.
I just that means a lot. Thank you. Yeah. You know, we actually had an invitation to be on that Dead Files TV show because they were really listening to what was going on. But we need to empower this and figure it out and definitely heal. And
yeah,
I appreciate
you
guys have been great.
Thank you. Those
Thank
people are
so
friends
much.
Of mine. The Dead Files people, producers are friends of mine. So yeah,
oh,
but you have
so
power.
Kind,
claim
Patty.
It. Good.
Awesome. Thank you so much, you guys. You have a great evening.
Thank you.
You too, Christy. We're rocking. We're going to see her later, and she's going to be telling us how she conquered it. Well, we'll see her on TV. I have a feeling this is good. You're a good person. We are wild. We've been wild, and it's been Friday, and we've got to go a little bit wilder. Patty, can you believe we've gotten so many different people contacting? They're writing me. Patty, I love the information you gave earlier on the moon. I had a tattoo recently put on my arm of a crescent moon. Now my friends are telling me that I'm more luckier than not. I do feel that it has helped me. Any ideas of maybe what I might put around the crescent moon or with the crescent moon to make me more magnetic? I love to date. Oh, okay.
Oh, whatever makes you feel good is going to be the most magical thing to put on there. Again, it's about empowering the people. Something that's empowering to me, a sigil, a symbol, or just the moon on its own is pretty darn powerful.
Love it. Those of you who are getting ready to go, you can catch us at pattynegri.com, jethrosmith.net, always at psychicsgonewild.com. Don't forget, you guys, to put in. I'm going to pull one here, and I've got Natalie Artlett in Connecticut. You are the winner of a half-an-hour reading by Psychic Jethro. I'll contact you here on the phone and schedule you in on the line, and you'll have a fun time with me. So thank all of you guys. Patty, you rock. I was so glad to hear from you again. We definitely have to work this more.
I know. Miss you. This was great. Thank you, Jethro, jumping in last minute and rocking it. You did.
Oh, my gosh. Worked out well. We love all of you guys. Remember, stay wild. It's the way to be. Be here next week. We have Patty, Kimberly Ward here on Fridays, a lot of other psychics, and we've got that new Saturday show with Ryan Smith and Chris B. Johnson. Don't forget, those two bad boys talking about metaphysical. So you guys hang in there and have a good time.
Bye-bye.